2019. I hope you had a good rest. I missed you. But it took some time before the rest kicked in. I think for 2 weeks I was struggling. I was just too tired. I wanted like 2 days to sleep, you know, so that I think I can reboot. But it took long, but I hope that you did and you enjoyed the company of your family. Yeah, we're happy to be back. It's our last tranche of the parliamentary session. And just a chance to wish each and every one of you well, and hoping that your parties will consider all of you to come back. Yeah, it's something that is beyond our control, and I decided not to put it in my heart or my head because it's something I cannot control, and so I can't just let my BP and my diabetes and everything go up with something I cannot control. But we're wishing and hoping for the best. If not all of us, if the majority could come back to, and especially to this committee, to continue the work that we have started. I think as a committee we have done well. We are one of the few committees that that work together, that much as we have our party positions, but it doesn't differ much. It is one technical committee that we're able to find each other. And if there is something that we had to work on, it was technical things that we debated and came to a conclusion and we found each other. But thank you very much for the effort and the work that you've put to each and every one of you. We just looking and hoping for the best. Just to, before I do the introduction, once again, I just want to save you some stresses that this meeting is going to be very short, because it's not something new that we are going to deal with. It is the amendments that came from the NCOP, and also when we did the finalization of the bill, the printing went ahead of us, and the amendments that you agreed on were not factored in, so when it went to MCOP, it was that. So we will be done within a blink of an eye. So and Dr. Lewis will take us through on the amendments that have come back to us. So just quickly to reintroduce ourselves. Yes, Dr. Lewis, if you could sit here. My name is Lindy Masebo, the chairperson of the committee.
Good morning, Nick Kornoff, member of the committee.
Morning, my name is Maisela Kikana, member of committee from ANC.
Morning, my name is Nabuzela Ndongeni, member of the committee.
Good morning, Anneli Lopit, also a member of the committee.
Good morning, I am Tulofelo Mutsini, member of the committee.
Morning, Dr. Tembe Kwayo, member of this committee. Thank you.
Good morning, Dimakato Sarana, member of the DST. Good morning, Charlene Monsami, also from the DST.
Good morning, honorable members. Yona Seleti from the DST.
Good morning, Tom Suknandan from the Department of Science and Technology. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. Good morning, Chair. Good morning, honorable members. Wishing you all a very good 2019.
Chair actually did my job for me, explaining that in the very last meeting where the committee sat on this bill, little technical changes were adopted, like license was initially spelled with an S and that was changed to a C. So all those things were cleared up, but I think because everybody's so excited about this bill, the printing ran to get it to the NCOP, and then when we got there, we realized, oh, oops, it's nothing substantive, it's just those little small niggly bits that we had to reconfirm. And also then we had to go through the mandate process because it's a 76, and the provinces came back reconfirming that the substance of this bill aligns with the position taken by the portfolio committee here. So with the mandate then confirming those and the technical changes reflected, it's really the small things like after knowledge to say who is with the curator, with license, like I said, the S to a C, to put an and after a semicolon, to say proclamation, to insert that after 1994 when we speak about a certain proclamation. So nothing in the C list is changing any substance to what the committee did on the policy and the principles as reflected in the original B bill. The D bill is basically just a cleanup and a confirmation that the NCOP, the provinces, supports the perspective as it is in the IK bill currently. So Chair, through you and with your permission, the committee, we can process the bill further if the committee just confirms the C list and the D bill.
Honourable members? Honourable Coroner?
I don't know whether it's now the time, but Clause 7, why was it necessary to insert that paragraph 9 in Clause 7? I'm just going to ask two other questions. And then in Clause 9 on page 8, line 7, why was it necessary to omit sub-clause 3 that was in the original one? I just want the reasons for that. And then clause 26 on page 12, line 32, why are we deleting non-commercial research purposes? Thank you, Achie.
Before you come, Dr. Lewis, is there any other matter honourable members want to raise? Okay, Dr. Lewis.
Thank you, Chair. I'm now going to go into the cobwebs of 2018. I think if I remember correctly, with the meaning of industrial in Clause 7, it came from Honourable King, if I'm correct. During the discussions and deliberation, Honourable King requested that be clarified, and that's the instruction that we got, the wording that was placed in as a result of the deliberations from the committee here. So that's as far as I know the reason for that. Then with in Clause 9, why the one went into the other, the discussions, as I recall it, went, but what was stated in Sub 3 is actually already captured by 1 and 2, so it was redundant to restate it just in other words. So that's the reason why that was a cleaning up process, and then I'm going to hand over to my colleague Tom here with the last question.
Thank you. In terms of Clause 26, we deleted non-commercial because it was in conflict with the bioprospecting and benefit-sharing regulations, and also it was in conflict with the Nagoya Protocol, which South Africa ratified in 2013. Thank you.
Yes, I remember that. Thank you very much, Tom. Any other matter? Thank you very much. So the report will then be of the Portfolio Committee on Science and Technology on the Protection, Promotion, Development and Management of Indigenous Knowledge Bill, B6D, of 2016, dated 13 February 2019, that the Portfolio Committee on Science and Technology, having considered the subject of the Protection, Promotion, Development and Management of Indigenous Knowledge Bill B60, 2016, the National Assembly Section 76, amended by the National Council of Provinces and referred to the committee report that it has agreed to the bill and that the report be considered. Can I have somebody moving for the adoption of the amendment?
Honorable Koronov.
Formally moved.
Thank you very much. A second, Honorable Tekana.
I formally second it.
Thank you very much. Welcome, Honorable Tuck. You just in time to close the meeting. It was very good and exciting to see Dr. Selete and your team. It is one team that worked very well with us, that was there from beginning to end, that were engaging and was there to provide clarification. And your engagement, your clarification made us to be more experts on the bill itself. And the other engagement, the public hearings and so, where you were there, we also became very confident in explaining to the public what is happening or what is the purpose of the bill. Even when one gets emails, we are able to confidently respond to the public that want answers on some of the details of the bill. Thank you very much for that engagement, and honorable members, thank you, each and every one of you, for ensuring that this bill comes to finality. Your insights, it's just that it is not us, it was the printing that went ahead of us that brought us here. But thank you very much once again, Dr. Lewis. Thank you for your legal advice and also being part of the team of finalizing the bill, simplifying it, and Dr. Osborne, Malin Osborne, thank you also for being part of that that tripartite team that worked on the bill. Yes. I'd like to thank each and every one of you, Shanas. Thank you also for ensuring that we finalize the bill. So, I'll just... Okay, I just want... Dr. Ross, Dr. Seletti, and your teams, you are free to leave, or you can say something, and then you are free to leave, and then there's tea and stuff outside, and then we'll just look at the program of the committee, and then we'll adjourn. Thank you very much. Dr. Seletti.
Just to also retain the goodwill and thanksgiving, I think that we were able to save you because of your clear leadership and commitment. And this is one of the rare committees where you worked together making proposals from all the parties. So we are very grateful from our department, and we'll convey the message. Even the technical team, they have been very supportive, so we also convey that message. We have the regulations ready. We'll be waiting for the signature, and they will return with the regulations. We don't want this bill to be packed. So as soon as there's a signing off, we'll push through the regulations through the department and cabinet and to come. So, and we also want to thank you, the chair and everyone, for the participation in our activities at the DST, in the conferences and all that. So we felt very supported in the actual activities that we have been carrying on. And we'll continue to extend invitations to the committee. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Dr. Seletti. Thank you very much to each and every one of you. Small son. Tom will always be Tom. It's Ms. Sowana, and also tell Carol that you missed her in this meeting. Thank you very much. Have a blessed day. Thanks.
Thank you very much. Tando, please give me another talk. Champabra, good luck for the other bill you're working on. Sorry that it's not us who's working with you. Would make your work very easy. Thank you. Let me ask Shanaz to quickly take us through the process.
Okay, so the program is only one item. We actually referred the science and technology laws amendment bill, which I basically stretched for the next 4 weeks to complete. We could, there had been no, submissions from what we advertised, so it looks like we can finish it earlier. There has been the question as to why we going ahead with the bill, but I thought we was I discussed with Chair in the last year, the stage quite late, so we could have finished it a bit earlier so that the NCOP could talk to it. It may be that they won't be able to go through this bill, but at least we can finish it in the NA and they can call it up in the next parliament easier than what to let the bill lapse. And I thought, with a discussion with Chair, we have decided that we do it because it speaks to quite a lot of board entities of ours that needs, I think, with the alignment of how they want to do it. So, and we're still familiar with what every entity is about. So it makes sense for us as a committee to see through that process and finalize the bill within the NA and then it can proceed later. So the program is such that I said as well for the next 4 weeks we will focus on it, but we will know about it by Friday whether we can cramp it and maybe finish it within the next 2 or 3 weeks.
Thank you very much, Anna. Is there any comment? It's okay. Thank you very much. Thank you, honourable members. The meeting is adjourned and have a blessed day. And there's tea outside. Thank you.